Okay, this is Shane though. How can I help you?
Yes, is this the way I can call and get someone on in home care? Because they already
Correct.
Have it,
Yes.
but
yeah.
Okay, she already has it. She lived here in Missouri,
okay.
and she had it here, and then she moved to Kentucky, and she had it there. Now she's moving back home tomorrow.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So she wants. How would I get her back on?
Okay.
Now.
So how
in home care.
Long? How long ago was it that she had the services in Missouri?
I think almost 4 years. Almost.
Oh, okay. So she would need to reapply, probably. Okay, no problem. So do you have her Medicaid ID so we can take a look?
I don't have a Medicaid ID, but I know a phone. I know a Social Security number by heart.
Okay, just give me a minute. Let me log into the portal, and I'll be able to look it up for you.
I can call and get a Medicaid number, too.
And is there a family member that would be the caregiver?
The caregiver would be me.
Okay, great. So what's the patient's date of birth?
Her date of birth is November 21st,
1950. 1950. And
the social? It's 587-52-23-35.
So you said 587-522-3335?
Yes.
Okay.
That's one digit off mine, so I know her by heart.
Okay. Okay, so that's for Rosie L. Fountain?
Yeah, Rosie Fountain.
Okay, looks like it says it's inactive, her Medicaid.
Is it her Medicaid?
It's showing us inactive.
In Kentucky, too?
Not in Kentucky, but in Missouri.
Oh, yeah, because she's moving back tomorrow. And I wanted to get her started right away because she needs help.
Okay. So she would need first to have active Medicaid.
Have to do what to Medicaid? Go to Medicaid?
She needs active Medicaid first.
Oh, she have active Medicaid.
Not in Missouri, though.
Oh, how would she do that? How would I do that? Cause
she would probably need to reach out to the state, I guess, to the Department of Health. I'm not exactly sure, but let me see if we can help you. Just give me a minute. Let me see if I can have one of the enrollment people help.
I'll call about 20 places.
Okay.
You getting ready to go downstairs?
I'm still here. I'm trying to see if we can help you, okay?
Okay.
Just do with
you
2-3 minutes. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, yes. Let me take the rest of the information. Looks like we will be able to help you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I called so many people.
Okay, sorry about the long wait. But let me go ahead and take the rest of the information. Looks like we will be able to help you. And then we'll try to call the state to activate the Medicaid and then start with the assessment.
Okay.
Okay, so just to make sure she is at her address coming up is, okay, wait, I do see the Kentucky address in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so I'll need her Missouri address.
I left it at home. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you don't have? Do you know at least which county it is in?
Oh, she's moving in the Florissant. It's going to be what's the name of those apartments? Is that Cross Keys? No, it used to be Cross Keys, but it's called something else now. Could you hold on just a minute? I'll add my
sure, no problem.
Because she can get the phone number real fast for you.
Okay, no problem.
She knows. Okay, hold on just a minute. Their address and everything. Okay, hello?
Hello?
Yes,
we need,
I'm here.
We need, Okay. We need Rose's address. A new address.
1870 mm-hmm. Notting Hill Row. ROW, not Rose.
Yeah. And the zip code?
63033.
63033. So that's in Florissant, Missouri.
Apartment F.
And that's a Florissant.
Yeah, it's Florissant, but she just said apartment.
Apartment L?
F. F as in Foxtrot.
Okay, apartment F. Okay. Okay, and that's in St. Louis County, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Dale, what is this for?
Home care.
Okay.
She said she can help me.
Is that Nancy? Okay. No. Maybe she can help me.
You know, you got more information than I do, so I call you.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay.
I think this is what we need for now. And then that's like, I'll need the basic information. Then we'll call the state for the Medicaid and have an assessment.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to drop Dale.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart.
All right.
You call Medicaid, or we have to call.
I'll transfer the call after I'm done with all the information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so they will ask for the Medicaid ID when we call her. So I have the Medicaid ID, and
You have it?
Got it. I was able to pull it up with the date of birth and social that you provided. So I could text it to you. Is it okay if I text you on this number?
Well, please.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll send you to this number, the 314-357-4264.
Correct.
Okay. So let me send you. Okay, so it's a Medicaid ID, or they call it many times the DCN.
DCN, okay.
Okay, so I just sent it to you. And also, when they ask for the agency,
Could I connect you to Rose Fountain? She's calling me now.
Okay.
I could try. Hold on. I hope I don't disconnect. Rose.
Hello.
I got Medicare online.
Okay.
All right. Okay, since she is now. Here's Rose.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm making it.
Thank you.
So we're actually not Medicaid, but we're the home care agency. We'll call home Medicaid to agency. Have you. Yeah. Okay, so just I'll have the call transferred in a few minutes to the state, and they will ask for a few questions. So you got the Medicaid ID? Can you check?
She got it too. She got it too.
I got a red, white, blue card.
Okay. And then you would ask for CDS care. So that's the type of services that you would need.
CDS. Okay. Okay.
But
and our number is 1-666.
Which number?
I was looking at her number, 1-666-1656.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to ask. Could we reach her directly, or is there the point of contact?
Could you repeat that again?
So we could reach Rosie directly, or you're the point of contact?
It can be both.
Okay, so what's her number again?
Mine?
Rosie.
Rosie, your number.
What's the number? Cell phone number?
Your phone number.
314-374-6162.
6-2. Okay. And then I'm not sure your name, with the one that would call, that would be the caregiver.
I will be our caregiver, Lavondale Johnson.
Lavondale,
Victor.
O-N-D-E-L. D-E-L, okay, Lavondale.
Yeah. Johnson.
Okay, and are you related to Rosie?
Sister,
okay. Okay, so you got all the information that I sent you? Can you check the text?
Yes.
Okay, so whenever they ask for any information for the agency, do you let them know that you want deluxe home care? I sent you the Medicaid ID. And if they ask for a contact, you can give them Josh contact, yeah.
Josh, okay.
Yeah. So, and if you have any questions in the meantime, while I'm on the phone with the state, you can just text me. I'll be able to help you when you are on the phone. I'll be able to answer you if you have any questions.
Okay.
Okay, great. So the transfer could take like 2-3 minutes. Just stay on the line, okay? And then the call will be transferred over. Thank you so much. But you can text me anytime if you have any questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Thank you for community services. This is Alyssa. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
My sister, she's on the phone now. She's ready to talk to you.
Hi. Rose? What is your name?
Hello.
Hi.
Rosie Fountain. All right. But you have to put it like it's on a call. Rosie L. Fountain.
Okay. What's a good callback number for you in case we get disconnected?
They'll give you the number.
Your phone number.
314-374-6162.
Thank you.
Okay, and I give you my number. I give you my number too, okay?
Okay.
It's Lavondale, L-E. V like in Victor, O-N-D-E-L, Johnson, 314-357-4264.
314-357, what was the last four? 4264. Thank you. And Rosie, are you okay with me speaking in regards to your case while Lavondale is on the phone today?
Yes.
Thank you. And Rosie, what's your date of birth?
11/21/1950.
And how can I help you guys today?
We're trying to get her. She moved to Kentucky, and that relationship, she was in home care here in Missouri. And then she moved to Kentucky for, how many years have you been in Kentucky?
Four
years. And now she's moving back tomorrow. And she needs to get back on home care because she's really
confused. I need help.
All right. So it looks like your Medicaid is not currently active in Missouri. So to start off, you're going to want to get your Medicaid transferred back to Missouri.
Uh-huh. Well, I have to go there.
Let me give you a phone number you can call to be able to do that.
Write that down, dear, because I ain't got no phone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. It is 855.
855. Okay.
373.
Got it.
4636.
Okay.
And
four,
I
three,
have heard that.
436?
Yes.
You said 4636?
Four,
six,
six?
Okay.
4636.
46. Okay.
Yes. I have heard it is a quicker process being able to get it transferred over rather than having to apply for services brand new. So that's good news. And then once the Medicaid is back active in Missouri, just give us a call and we can get that done for you.
All right.
And just call this number here. What's that one? Oh, you just gave me your number. Okay. I just see it.
Do you want me to give you the number?
Yes, please. Could you put it in? Just text it in. You just.
For our number.
Our name?
I'm giving you the number you can call us back at once the Medicaid is active.
Okay.
And that number is going to be 866.
866.
835.
Okay. Okay.
3505. Option number one.
Option one. Okay. You put that down. Okay. Option one. Got it.
You guys have any other questions for me today?
I know, that's it. I've been trying for a whole 2 weeks to get in touch with you guys. It's finally found you. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all. Well, I hope everything goes smoothly for you. And then once you guys get that completed, just give us a call back.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank